Powell came every day at 7 a.m. and gathered the relevant data, which he put on a spreadsheet. It was very complicated because there were a lot of different things going on, she recalled. When James Eason and his team of doctors arrived at 9 a.m., she would have a meeting with them to coordinate all aspects of Jobs's treatment. At 9 p.m., before she left, she would prepare a report on how each of the vital signs and other measurements were trending, along with a set of questions she wanted answered the next day. It allowed me to engage my brain and stay focused, she recalled. Eason did what no one at Stanford had fully done, take charge of all aspects of the medical care. Since he ran the facility, he could coordinate the transplant recovery, cancer tests, pain treatments, nutrition, rehabilitation, and nursing. He would even stop at the convenience store to get the energy drinks Jobs liked. Two of the nurses were from tiny towns in Mississippi, and they became Jobs' favorites. They were solid family women and not intimidated by him. Eason arranged for them to be assigned only to Jobs. To manage Steve, you have to be persistent, recalled Tim Cook. Eason managed Steve and forced him to do things that no one else could, things that were good for him that may not have been pleasant.